Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We'll get back to Agentra in just a moment as we talk more about the work that she's doing. But right now, we're going to talk about the work that Beth McDonald does through the auspices of astronomy and astrology here on Tell Me Your Story as we talk about Scorpio. And again, am I right? It's Scorpion, correct?
The scorpion.
Now, yep. What I find interesting about the actual insect, if you will, is it has that curved tail that comes up and over. And I have to wonder if it isn't even dangerous for the scorpion. I mean, it just seems like they'd be able to stick themselves with their own, what's the phrase? Hang themselves from their own petard or something like that?
Hoist themselves from their own petard. Yeah, I honestly, again, Richard, you have a magical knack for asking me questions I don't know.
Well, that's okay.
And I don't know that about the bugs, but one of the things that is characteristic of Scorpio is, you know, they're capable of great intensity. They're capable of launching very powerful, very lethal at times, emotionally, physically, politically, economically, whatever, attacks on others. And like that tail coming over its back, if you're on the receiving end of a Scorpio's wrath, it can seem to come out of nowhere. And when you're moving that much energy, you can very easily turn it on yourself if you're not careful, or it can have more negative ramifications if you're not careful. And so the life lesson of a Scorpio is very much about prudence and about judiciousness and about measured responses, self-control, that kind of thing.
So we had the transition on the 22nd, is that correct?
Yes, yes. And Mercury is also retrograde in Scorpio, and there are eclipses. We had one on the 18th. We're having another one, I believe, on the 3rd and of November. And so this is a very intense time for everybody, but because there is so much energy in the sign of Scorpio, you may notice this more playing out in the lives of some of your Scorpio friends and family members.
Right. Well, I think that what is really interesting in the process of, you know, analyzing all of these different signs, and here we are in Scorpio, and certainly each one of us can go to Google and type in, okay, what are the characteristics of a scorpion, so to speak? I think that being mindful, every time you mention Mercury in retrograde, I'm sure there are people out there that are cringing. But again, I always go back to what you shared with us from the very first time we started talking about Mercury going retrograde. It is not a time of fear. It's a time of observation of self.
Right. Self and others and the world and how all these things relate.
Yeah.
It is intended to be a time of greater connection. And if you can focus on that, it can feel better.
And I'm noticing that there are more and more people talking about the connectedness of us all. It's becoming more and more evident as the Earth spins, if you will, how connected we really are. And it isn't just about events that affect us emotionally. It's about events that actually affect us. It may take, and it's taking less and less time for those events to have some kind of a physical, let alone emotional, impact on us. And so being mindful of the things that we as individuals do, I think is extremely important, especially during this time of retrograde.
Right. The retrograde often shows us where we are operating kind of on autopilot. I think that's one of the things that makes people cringe and gives people so much difficulty is, you know, the retrogrades tend to show us where we are unconscious and we need to be more aware, more mindful, and maybe change some of our habits a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, our daily habits about how we take care of ourselves and how we walk through the world and how we interact with others.
And I know that this isn't really all that significant, but I'm even since the introduction of a new family member into our home, our lives and our patterns have changed. And And it has become, I think, more conscious. I think that when you have those kinds of things, I mean, I even know someone who is expecting a new baby in March. And all of that really, those kinds of things can really take you out of autopilot. But we don't all get those. We don't all have those things that will sort of take us out of autopilot going, oh, what do I do now? I now have to think about my patterns for the morning or the evening and what have you.
Well, I kind of see it maybe a little different. Mm-hmm. We all have, if you're in a body on this planet, we all have incidents and choices we make that have ramifications that make us change, whether it's children or not, whether it's mm-hmm. pets or not.
Okay.
There are, you know, you can't run, you can't hide.
Right.
It's really, in my opinion, more about levels of responsiveness.
Ah, okay.
You know, and how we choose to deal.
Okay.
I think we all know people who have adopted pets or brought children in the world and then tried to pretend like they didn't have to change in response to those changes and show up differently and then turned out to be less than effective pet parents or less than effective parents of children, and then those pets and children develop problems that, you know, really force you to change.
Yeah.
And you know, it, again, some people have a fairly massive ability to be unresponsive.
Yeah.
And then that just creates more suffering. You know, they say that, you know, that stupid saying about pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional.
Yeah.
And there's a direct correlation between your suffering and the amount of energy you put into resisting reality.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Resistance is futile, so stop
yeah,
resisting.
Yeah, thank you, Star Trek. No, but that's exactly your mantra when there's so much energy in Scorpio right now. Scorpio rules change.
Yeah.
And so whatever is presenting itself to you right now, you need to begin to change your thinking about it and look at it as something that is good for you and better for you if you can find a way to release your fear and relinquish your fear of change and be present with the change and trust the change.
And if you're having any struggles and challenges in that area, give Beth a call at 963-0842. Go to her website, Beth McDonald Consulting, or find her on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. And Beth, we will talk to you. I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm about to say this. We will talk to you in November.
Time marches on.
It does indeed, as do we. And we're going to get back to our interview in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan, and this is Tell Me Your Story.